Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Football season is almost here, but more importantly, fantasy football season is here. I know, B, you've done a couple drafts already.
Yeah, I've done three drafts so far. I might do another one, but I think I'm good with three. It's because I usually do four, and then I never do basketball. And last year I was choked because at work we were doing a basketball one, and I couldn't do it because I was in four NFL ones. Because then you just get lazy, right? You're not really thinking about them at all. And you don't really know which players you have, and you're just kind of disconnected then, right? So I just kept it to three, and I'm excited. I'm raring to go for this, you know, this Thursday coming up. The worst, I think, always is when it's the first game and you have someone in the game, but they might not be your top player, but you want to play them just because it's the first game. Right?
For the opener.
Yeah, for the opener. You want that lead, right? So, but yeah, no. How about you? Have you done any?
No, I got one coming up Monday, and then actually I might have two on Monday, right before things get going here. So yeah, this weekend I'm going to do a little bit more research, and then it's time to get right back into it. So you got three teams. Do you have any guys that cross over on those three teams?
Yeah, I've got Cam in two leagues. I have Devonta Freeman in two leagues. And then I tried to get as many shares of Robert Woods as I could, too. I don't know why. I think he's going to be good this year.
Breakout year, you hear that?
Mm. I got a question to ask you guys.
All right.
If you have the fifth pick in the draft, and, you know, obviously it takes away whoever's not available, right? And Le'Veon Bell is right there. Do you take him or do you skip it?
Le'Veon Bell at five.
Because he was projected at five, right? For like a,
yeah, he'll go anywhere from like five to seven usually. Because yeah, the top four guys are in any order: Kamara, McCaffrey,
Barkley,
Zeke.
Yeah,
Zeke is kind of dropping now because he might not sign, but
he's and then sign, like,
David time. Johnson. You could get David Johnson at five too if you could, but if Le'Veon was the only one there.
No, you can get David Johnson later, man.
No, David Johnson goes in the first like eight picks, man. Every draft I've done, he's gone.
That's interesting.
I don't think I would go with Le'Veon.
Would you take? Would you take Le'Veon? Would you take a receiver?
I'd skip him because I had him last year.
Yeah, well, that's because it burned payback, you so hard, right?
Exactly.
You got to go payback.
Yeah.
Because after that, then you get into receivers like DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones. So would you take one of those receivers, or do you want a running back first? Because running backs,
normally I would be like all over Jones, right? But I don't know, man. I think this year it's decreased, right? That's from what I've been reading and predictions and whatnot. But again,
I hope you're wrong because I got Julio.
Exactly. Like again, all that stuff is just all guessing, right?
13 indoor games on. Line of Falcons.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens and go from there. Do you guys do keeper leagues? Or do you guys do?
I'm in a crazy league that's a dynasty league. So essentially what you do is you have a roster of 21 guys, I think it is. And every year you can protect 15. So basically our biggest draft happens from rookies and some free agents that get dropped or whatnot. But essentially, you're trying to find that rookie that's going to come in and you're projecting him to be useful for the next 5 to 6 years. So this is a crazy draft where you've got guys that are looking at college football players for the whole year, trying to predict who's going to be useful. And then you're also, like, I had Gronk retire on me. Gronk was one of my first picks when we started this draft, and now I had him retire on me.
So then what happens now? You just have to pick it out of a rookie? Or?
Yeah. So now I'm just rebuilding my roster. So for me, that's
I think you didn't do well last year.
I finished second. Second. So yeah, no, it wasn't.
So then what's the draft order? How many teams are in there?
We have, that is a 14 team league.
14, wow.
14 team league, yeah. So it gets
tight. That's pretty sick.
Pickings get tight. So it's, you're scavenging at the bottom here. So that's why I'm looking for all these deep sleepers and guys that may not have had a big role. Like Ty Montgomery is a handcuff if Bell gets hurt. Sounds like Montgomery's going to be the guy. And it sounds like even if he's not hurt, he's going to get a few looks throughout the game. So he has a chance to be potential. So that's the guy that I'm kind of looking at, kind of those second tier to third tier kind of guys that have the potential to break out.
You're banking on Le'Veon Bell here. Wow.
Are getting hurt.
That's rude, man.
He's never finished in the last like 3 or 4 years. He's never played a full 16 games, man.
Yeah, but he's still been running back 1 to 3.
Yeah, but I'm saying those other couple games is what I might need to get past the guy here.
Who's his number two?
What do you mean?
For the Steelers.
What do you mean number two?
Sorry, who's
for like Le'Veon's backup?
Yeah.
That's the Montgomery guy.
Montgomery, that's right. Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. But I like with him, from what I've been told, is it's gonna be pretty even though, no? You don't think so? You think he's going to get more of the load?
Oh, Le'Veon's going to get most of the work. Think easily. So? 100%. They just paid him fucking $40 million guaranteed money, man. How is he not going to get?
Yeah, they're definitely going to use him when
he's going to get 80-90%.
Now, the only question is, like we kept saying, is what's his health going to be like?
Oh, he'll be good, man. How about you, Nick? Have any drafts coming up?
Honestly, last year I did 3. Couldn't do it, man. I couldn't handle it. I'm going big into fantasy basketball. I have one this Sunday. We're doing a keeper league, but I'm doing more fantasy basketball this year. I got 3 in the
That's
pocket.
Good. We'll be in a fantasy one basketball. Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen like this? There's ranking for like DraftKings. So basically, you know how DraftKings works, right?
Yeah.
So as our podcast, we could have a group and have up to like 50 people that want to participate for free. And basically DraftKings would do like a prize for them that would like, you know, maybe like $50 or something that goes in their account. But every day you kind of pick and choose. Obviously if there's like let's say 7 games, you'd pick and choose who your players are with a budget for that day.
Yeah.
And who does well first, second, third. First, we'll get that. The pocket, basically. So I don't know if you guys want to try something like that. I think that'll be pretty cool.
That'd be neat to do.
Yeah, no, anything like that, I'm open for. I used to
do a lot of DraftKings for UFC. UFC is really good for DraftKings. So I won some
UFC. Yeah,
yeah, I won quite a bit. I used to be pretty heavily into the MMA world, man. I used to be pretty deep into it. Now I just kind of faded out. You know, once your favorite fighters and stuff retire, you just kind of you don't want to go through all that again. You know what I mean? Like.
So what were you, a GSP guy or did
you don't want to fucking,
what was your favorite?
Basically what you're saying is you don't want to fucking read, man.
That's exactly it. Fuck. Anderson Silva was always my guy.
Oh, okay.
I liked Anderson Silva. I like Alistair Overeem. I like who else? I've always liked Conor McGregor, actually.
Yeah, I could see that. You dope, two man. Seemed like you guys would be good friends.
So. He was dope, man. But when he first started it, like he was awesome, but like nowadays, it just seems like, yeah, you know, like the whole entire sports gone. It's so good, but I feel like there's just no stars, unless you're like the hardcore. You know what I mean? You're the hardcore watcher for
John Jones.
Yeah, like, I don't care about that. But that's enough about that. But yeah, if you guys want to do DraftKings, that'd be pretty cool. We can do. Maybe we could set something up before the season starts, and get people to jump on that.
That'd be neat to see. I'm hearing some good things here about...
Me? Thank you.
I don't hear good things about you ever. D.D. Westbrook. You know who I'm talking about there, B? The Jags receiver there?
Yeah, Jags.
So now that Foles is over there, sounds like he had a pretty solid preseason, and reports are that like he's poised to have a nice breakout season coming out of the slot.
Do you think they're going to have a stadium?
What do you mean?
Well, because of that hurricane and shit.
Fuck. You're ruthless, man.
Wow, this guy.
You are ruthless.
I'm being honest, man. That
Conor
affects
McGregor
shit, man.
Over here. For
that
real,
affects
man.
Stuff, man. If you can't play in your home city, and you got to play somewhere else, that's tough, man.
Yeah, for sure. That would be crazy.
I'm not joking here. I'm
assuming they're gonna have a stadium, but yeah, no. I've heard he could be very good because of the targets that Nick Foles always targets the slot receiver. So he could be really good, and he's the only really the receiver there, right? Who else is They don't really have anyone else there. So that he could be good.
And then for San Francisco, I'll give you another sleeper here that I've got here. Coming out of San Francisco, I'm going to go with Kittle's.
That's not a sleeper. That's a top three tight end, man.
I think he's going to be higher than a tight end, though. I'm saying as far, like, if you get to a point where you're choosing between...
Flex?
Yeah. Or not even a flex, but you come down to your wide receivers, I think that after you have your first wide receiver, I think he's going to have the same value as, like, a wide receiver two.
So you're saying he's going to be a Travis Kelce this year?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a big year.
Holy, this guy.
He's going to have a big year. He might be the top tight end. Right now.
Are you going to predict that right now?
I'm saying it right
now. That's
a
hot take, man. That's a hot take.
Kittle's baby. I'm wearing my Crabtree jersey. This guy's going to be top tight end.
Yo, the 49ers could be good. I know both you guys are 49er fans, but...
I don't know. I've got no faith in them.
You got Jimmy G back there.
Yeah, but his preseason looked shit.
You got... I haven't heard one thing about him, honestly. I haven't even seen him throw the ball.
He's frustrated about coming back from injury, and he's kind of been playing that way. I mean, it takes time, and it's only preseason as well. So by midseason, things will kind of shake its way off, and your talent kind of comes back to the top. But, yeah, he looked kind of shaky to start, and he'd probably be shaky to start the season. I mean, he's been gone for an entire year, so it's going to be tough that way. But Kittle's just gets targets, and plus, who else is on that team to target? Like, he's just going to get volume.
Yeah, that's all they're going to throw to. That's a good point. He's not going to be number one, though.
No way. Okay, give us a sleeper.
Travis Kelce will be the number one. Yeah.
Okay, give us a sleeper. Who you got here? Who are you looking at?
A sleeper overall in anything?
Yeah, any position. Someone that no one else is really looking at.
I like Chris Godwin. Tampa Bay.
Okay,
receiver. Yeah. I think it's going to be good because with the new coach, Bruce Arians, they've all, any place he's ever went, they just fucking sling that ball downfield. And the double teams are going to be on Mike Evans, and Godwin's going to be running open, I think. And they can't run the ball either. Fucking, they're running. But don't get me wrong, Godwin goes in like the fifth, sixth round. So he's not like a back-end sleeper. You have to spend money on him, but I think he could be...
You say he's got the value.
I think he's high value pick. So that's really it, though. But I'm raring to go, man.
Yeah, we got to get something going, whether it's DraftKings for...
I'm not for DraftKings.
Yeah, for football, or if we do a nice pool for NBA, maybe do a basketball playoff for these guys as well. But yeah, I mean, football season is starting. I'm jacked for it. I know B is jacked for it. Nick's half asleep, but, you know, we'll coach him up, man.
I'm not going to lie, man. My fantasy football isn't up to par. Usually it gets up to par when, like, right after week one. Just because right now I'm in the other football mode. That's why.
Other football mode? CFL?
The real football.
CFL.
College football.
I said CFL, man. Speaking of CFL, did you guys see the Bombers are just fucking getting torn down right now, man?
Oh, didn't he get what's his name, Andrew Harris?
Yeah, man. He got suspended.
How many games?
Two games,
but...
What did he do?
PEDs.
That's only two games?
He said he didn't know, man.
That's only two games?
He's the number one rusher, all-time Canadian rusher.
Hold on, that's only two games?
CFL, man. What are they going to do? Suspend all their players? Are you going to watch?
Yeah. And he's like he's the best running back in the league. So I guess it's hard to, you know, it's not like they've come across as a million times and so many cases on it. It's probably the first time someone got used PEDs, man, right? So, and then the quarterback is out, right?
Still out? I don't know.
Matt Nichols, he's out. So they started so well. They started like 7-2, and now they're, depending on how these next couple games go, they might need outside help.
Are you going to go to the Banjo Bowl?
I want to go, man. I really want to go.
You want to go?
It's like the 7th or something like that?
No, I don't want to go.
Cool, yeah.
Why? It's just not me, man.
What? Not me. You fucking love football.
I love football. CFL football.
How about that debacle?
It's too tough, man.
Of NFL football.
No, we previewed it, but we never came back and recapped exactly what went down at our NFL preseason game.
So the HBO Oakland Raiders camp is coming out right away, and if you go on the Raiders Instagram page, they show a sneak peek of it, because that whole episode that's coming out is when they're in Winnipeg. So they're here, like, AB, they're all in the field, because all of them flew, and it's like John Gruden before they come out. It's like the Winnipeg like Blue Bombers logo in the back. Gruden's going up to the coach or to the ref. He's like, "So you're fucking telling me that we're playing for on an 80-yard field?" And then the ref's like, "Yeah, we got safety wise, they had to shut it down, this and that." And Gruden just fucking going off, man. The players are like laughing at the background and shit like that. It was fuck. It was bad, man.
It's a bad look for Winnipeg overall.
Yeah, but the whole like practice when they're there, all of that, like it's fully based in Winnipeg. So
see, that's what I don't get. I know we say it's a bad look for Winnipeg, but they had to get the field approved the day before. So how did it?
No,
get
yeah, no, the sorry, day? That's my fault. It wasn't like Winnipeg wasn't the like the NFL just like the NFL was bad. They fucked up hard, man. Like
they're the ones that had to approve it, right? Yeah. Like, why would they have approved it?
Like,
at
their
that
event
point
planner and shit like that was apparently horrible. Like, they didn't. There was no advertising for the game. Yeah, like you know, 3-4 hours before the game, they were like, "Okay, we have to play 80 yards." Like, how is that even possible, man? You
that's
booked
thing.
This field, right? Horrible ticket pricing, stuff
that,
like that.
That's on
so,
us or the promoter, whoever brought
yeah,
the
yeah.
game
so
over.
It wasn't Winnipeg's thing, but. What was really bad is those players wearing those Winnipeg, Alberta.
Yeah, let's talk about
you
that.
You saw those, right?
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, the only thing you could blame Winnipeg for is expecting that they were going to get this crazy game. What was ridiculous is in our local newspaper here, the Free Press, they were taking a look and they were like interviewing all these fans and they're like, "I can't believe that Aaron Rodgers didn't play. I can't believe that they didn't put out their starters. AB wasn't even out there." I'm like, you went to a preseason game, you had to know that was going to happen. I know we sit on here traditionally in the third week of preseason, they play their
every
starters a bit longer.
Every single game that day that was on in the U.S.,
yeah,
every starting quarterback, every running back was played at least two quarters. I was looking at I looked at the score and went on every game. Every single person played except for players on the Raiders and Packers. And apparently they said that because of field conditions, they didn't want to play them.
Oh, that makes it. Plus, the guys were already hurt first going in, so you have to know that as a fan of either one of those teams, unless you were just going for the sake of the game, and then you can't complain about who you saw.
Yeah, was Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs hurt? Is Davante Adams hurt? No, none of these guys are hurt, man. Those guys are healthy.
Those aren't the guys people are complaining about
they
seeing.
They didn't play either, though.
For Devontae sure. Adams I told you Davante Adams wasn't going to play. Like, I don't know why you, like, if you follow football, there's been a whole argument for the last 2 years about whether or not people should even play in preseason and if they're going to risk their guys.
Well, dude, but what I'm telling you is all other teams on that day.
I want to check that
myself.
Yeah, I'll
show you. I'll roll it back and show you.
I don't know too much about that.
Are you going to watch XFL?
XFL?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the question I ask right there. Are you going
to watch it? I don't think so, unless he hates me back. I'll probably watch a game, maybe.
What network is it going to be on?
That's the thing. It's got to be something super accessible for me to watch it. I'm not going chasing it.
No, I know it's going to be on a big network.
Okay. NBC, maybe?
Could be NBC.
Wasn't that who they had to deal with before?
Yeah. I don't think it's NBC.
Do they do this race to the, like, are they doing the same thing? Like, they have to race to the ball, like, for the 50-yard line?
I haven't read anything.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
No way, man. If they do
that's
that, then I'll watch. Well, it's better than doing a kickoff.
But man, have you seen that 30 for 30 for the XFL?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Where they like, NFL took some of its like the way they did the cameras and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, I heard, I read some of that.
And, like they took all that stuff, right? But like, I don't know, man. Like you're not going to give it a chance? I've watched a few arena football games. Those are crazy, man.
Yeah, arena football could be fun at times, but I mean, I don't know how far on my way I'm going to go to watch any of that.
You're not a true football fan, you just love the NFL.
This guy just loves Roger Goodell.
It's top, it's top notch, Goodell. Right? It's the top quality.
You love Roger Goodell.
It's top quality. When is the last time you went to go watch a high school girls basketball game?
Why would I watch a high school?
Exactly. So why would I watch CFL? Why would I watch XFL? I'm going to watch the best players I can watch.
What is a girls sports? High school game have to?
Because you want
to
watch. You watch NBA though, right?
Yeah, because it's
exactly.
Professional.
Well, if
it's
you just
a professional
if,
game.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to watch. The top
CFL's
athletes.
A professional
no,
game.
It's not. I'm yes, going to watch
is.
The top athletes
it's
I can
Canadian
watch.
Football league.
It's what?
Professional. It's a professional league.
How many of those guys would turn down NFL contracts?
Doesn't matter. It's still a professional.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm not talking about just watching a professional. I'm talking about watching the top athletes I can possibly watch.
Mr. Goodell, do you like the NFL?
I love the NFL. I think we got the best product.
So that means you like Roger Goodell.
Do I like Roger Goodell?
You love Roger Goodell.
Do I love Roger Goodell? Yeah. If Roger Goodell was out of the picture tomorrow,
no, NFL, answer my question.
NFL still
answer
continues.
Answer my question.
I like NFL football. What I like.
So you like Roger Goodell?
No, I like NFL football.
You like Roger Goodell?
I don't care about the commissioner. Commissioner does nothing for me.
Commissioner does everything for you.
Not for me.
He has to. He's the one who fucking runs the league.
No, if you believe that,
who do you think runs the league?
Who do I think? The owners.
Yeah, and who's the fucking owner's fucking boss, man?
Yeah.
He's not the boss of them. It's the other way around, man.
Well, he's who makes the overwhelming decision.
He's the one who comes out and tells you whatever the owners had decided.
Yeah.
That's it. He's the mouthpiece. Yeah. He's not the boss.
He can make decisions, though.
He can make decisions that don't affect anything.
He still makes 100 mil.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't want his job.
And you like Jay-Z?
Do I like Jay-Z? I love Jay-Z.
Yeah. I could tell.
What are you trying to say? Trying to call me a sellout?
Yep.
Put two and two together.
Listen, I'm gonna listen to the Black Album and watch the NFL kickoff. On.
That album ain't called the Black Album no more. I'll tell you that much.
Watch the listen to the Bruford.
That's no way called the Black Album anymore.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.